Hello.
Hi. Hi, this is Madison. Give you a call back at customer support. Can I get your zip code so I can get it to your account?
49505.
You said what?
49505.
And what is your first and last name?
Elizabeth Langenberg.
And what is your address to confirm that account?
115 Burr Oak Northeast, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49505.
1 second, please. Okay, so I'm seeing that you ordered a skincare.
I was on Facebook. I know I shouldn't have done this, and you had a promotional thing that popped up, and it was going to be $4.95 for a free sample. It was going to be $4.95 for shipping. And then when I went to order that, it wanted to add on a second product. And I couldn't erase that. I couldn't stop that. So it added on a second product. You already had my credit card information, all of that.
Oh, my bad.
It was
going to
be, that's okay. It was going to be $4.95 each. And I figured, okay, no big deal. I went out of town for a little while. When I came back, I had the packet. I never opened it. I still haven't opened it because of what's happened since then. So I got charged two $4.95 charges and got these two little samples, I'm assuming, that are in this packet that's still not opened. And it's just tiny. It's a tiny envelope. And then about 2 weeks later, my bank alerted me that two charges had gone through for $124.91 or something like that each. So roughly $250 for something I didn't order, for something I didn't receive. And I can't have that. I lost my job in November. I don't want to order any more product. So I need to send back the initial thing and get it off my card, because if I can't, then I have to do a dispute and I have to cancel my card and I have to call everybody that I've got the automatic debits with. And I don't want to have to do that. I just want to work this out. But I don't want the product. I can't afford a $250 little sample of something.
Okay, so this
And I thought I had read the small print, so...
Yes, ma'am. So in the small print, it does say that you will be charged the, hold on. It says 119. Well, actually, it's a 124 for a MasterCard. So.
Okay, but it was going to be just a little free sample to try the product, and it said all you have to pay is shipping, and it would be $4.95 for shipping.
Now, on the website, it's actually directing me to where it actually charged you. And it does say that you will be billed $124.
So, I never saw that, or I never would have opened it. I never would have ordered it. I never would have ordered it had I read that, because I couldn't afford that at the time. I just couldn't. I had just previously lost my job in the beginning of November.
Okay. So,
I haven't opened it. So what can I do to get this all reversed? Can I just return it to you? I can put it in the mail tomorrow.
No, ma'am. You can keep the product.
I don't want to keep it. I don't want to keep it. I just want to send it back. I don't want to be billed for anything.
See, we don't take it back. So I'm following protocol here, and I'm going to have to offer you 50% of your money back since it
wasn't
a valid charge.
No. It's just a little tiny drop. Whatever's in that package is just a little tiny drop of something. It's just a little tiny bit of something. and I've not opened it. You've got it. Then put me through to somebody above you. I've called you 3 times now, waited for hours for a call back. I can't have $250 of charges for something that I've never opened. I can't. If I had known that, if I had known that it was $250 plus the initial $10, I never would have done it. And then that's false advertising. And my bank will just will say it was fraudulent. You'll lose the money anyway through my bank.
Okay, so I'm going to transfer you over to my supervisor.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank
One second, please. You're welcome.